This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We were just discussing where the bye week is for our own personal agendas.
Right.
I am not for the post week 4 bye week for the Bears, just because. Like, just out of sheer principle. You know, I want the bye week to be week 10.
Yeah.
And then I can get out of town to someplace warm when it's, you know, November or whatever.
That's my thing, right? Because normally, I agree with you on when the bye should be later in the season. I don't hate it for this particular team because new quarterback, new system. But I don't like the fact that we miss out on a decent weather week. Like, it's still going to be decent by week 5 here. We could get another game in that maybe we can don't have to go to when it's
And we're going to Vegas.
10 degrees.
And it'll be fine in Vegas. It might even still be 100 degrees the last weekend of September out in Vegas.
Are you going to stay out there for a little while?
I think so. I mean, especially with the bye week, it would make sense.
A little while in Vegas is three
well,
days.
I mean,
that's a little while.
When I think
it's
about
as
Vegas,
long as you need to be in Vegas.
When I think about Vegas, I always go, I'm going to go to Phoenix after that.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So it works out perfectly.
The bye week is after Vegas.
Yeah.
So you can go to the game in Vegas and do the show in Vegas.
And then spend a week in
off
Phoenix.
To Phoenix.
I've made
sense.
That drive before from Vegas to Phoenix. And it was probably one of the best drives I've ever made. Like,
it's
scenically,
pretty,
it's beautiful.
It's really beautiful. Yeah. You can go to the western rim of the Grand Canyon if you want. You can make that trip if you want. And then you're going down the mountain.
Right.
And going down the mountain in Arizona is really interesting because of how you see the landscape change.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to Phoenix and you're like, it is hot. It was cool, and then it was hot. So it's good. Anyway, we didn't ask you about Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
What's your feelings on him getting an extension and matching up with Ben Johnson?
My initial thought was that the stability is good. It's just good to have some stability. Could they have gone a different direction? Maybe. There was a lot of conversation about that, you know, last season. And was it the right thing to do? Was it the wrong thing to do? I don't know. But I like the idea of having stability and not just changing for change's sake. You put them, you know, on the same time length as your head coach. You let them work together. You let them try and build something. I think that for the most part, my personal opinion is that Ryan Poles has done a good job. I disagreed on his biggest decision, but that's done. It is what it is, and they're set up to go places with what they have now. I look back at how his kind of trajectory went last year, and coming into that season, people were really high on him. He had done the greatest thing ever, and Caleb was here, and Poles,
most popular he has ever been.
Yeah.
I mean, would have had a 90-something percent approval rating
for sure
going into last season.
For sure. And then by the end of the season, everybody's like, fire him. Like, it's like, wait. You can't do that to a GM because most of his work is done before the season starts. So if you thought going into the season that he'd done such a phenomenal job, then the results being whatever the results are going to be, you can't say, no, you did a terrible job. Like, that, you can't do that. Like, what was he supposed to do from week 1 to week 18 to make you say?
I do have an answer for that.
Okay.
My answer for it is, and I think this is his biggest transgression as general manager,
mm-hmm.
when the locker room has to tell you that your man's doesn't know offense.
Sure.
And you don't do anything about it until much later, and you admit, yeah, you know, I was watching practice. And
in the summer, and it wasn't looking good.
It wasn't right. See, that to me is a big deal. Like, that's something where you're actually in charge of the football operation.
Agreed.
And you know that this is wrong. And you know a guy walking out there with no script is wrong. And you could have done something about that. As simple as having a meeting and going, hey, Shane, listen, every football team that I've played for, every offense that I've played in, we've had a script of 15 to 20 plays. It usually makes everyone a little bit more comfortable
to build
a game plan off of. And you could have just done that. And he didn't. And I don't like that.
You need to head that off way before it starts getting set into microphones and TV cameras by your players.
100%.
That is crazy. This is a good example with Brian Poles of what you're talking about with Waldron and Eberflus. I don't need the GM of any team to be perfect.
Sure.
You do not have to get everything right in acquisitions and hiring, but you do have to be good at correcting. Mm. And Ryan Poles has done a good job with some corrections. You look at their wide receiver room, you know, when you swing for Chase Claypool, for example.
N'Keal Harry.
Yeah, they have fixed that. They had decisions that went wrong.
Although
they fixed it.
You might not have had to do so much chasing had you kept Darnell Mooney, who has proven that he can be a guy.
And the rest of the league said, we think he's good because his market value was where he thought it would be, if not better.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But you look at Eberflus and Waldron, for example. Mistakes.
Yes.
Errors.
Yes.
And it's okay to make errors, but you've got to correct that. The bigger problem that I have with when it comes to Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron, if we're talking about do I extend Ryan Poles, is not that he went that route in the first place, but that it was so slow to react. It was so slow to move off of those guys. There was a great case for getting rid of Matt Eberflus at the end of
23
and starting doing what they're doing right now, but doing it a year earlier. Bring in the new coach with the new quarterback. Ryan Poles' extension, I don't know that it was so much earned on results as it's earned on the faith they have and where he's got them headed right now. But if you did want to fire Ryan Poles, your time to do it, the two options are when you fire Matt Eberflus or when eventually you fire Ben Johnson if it comes to that, not in between. But it's not going to make sense to have Ryan Poles bring in the new coach
right
as Ryan Poles goes into the back end of his deal.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand all the conversation about whose team is it. Is it Ben Johnson's team? Is it Ryan Poe's team? It's both of their team. They got to work together, right? And if you were going to give Coach Johnson that level of autonomy, then you would have just let him bring in his own GM. You would have got rid of Ryan Poe's, right? Yeah. Since you didn't do that, you're talking about moving forward. And that's what we talk about with player contracts all the time, right? We talk about, you know, I'm not paying you for what you have done. I'm paying you for what I think you're about to do. Mm-hmm. And I think you can look at this the same way. And could you nitpick some of the things he's done? Absolutely. But I think it's been a net positive. I thought it was imperative that he came into this offseason and flipped the offensive line. I didn't know that he would be able to do it in a single offseason. For the most part, he's done that, right? It's got to come together. We got to figure out left tackle. But I think he's been able to do that, and I think that's really good. And I think they're set up to be in a really good spot going forward, and I think that's what matters.
Herb Howard, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for coming downtown. Although it was easier, now all the NASCAR stuff is kind of gone. Yeah. You can get back and forth a little bit easier. It's nice. You talk with the mayor about that, ask him if he's going to bring it back. Because I was like, all right, NASCAR's all right. Like I'm like, you know what? We don't get used to that park for a long time in the summer. Between that and Lollapalooza.
Don't take 2 weeks of our summer, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of messed up. Anyway, you can follow his work at The Bigs. These guys are doing incredible on-the-ground journalism. I might invite Eugene and Terrence in here this week because there is a topic that I want to do.
Okay.
I'll throw it out at you because you probably have a good answer. The best high school player that you played against that turned pro?
In football?
Either football, basketball, whatever you want. Or baseball.
Ooh. That I played against? Martez Wilson, I was supposed to be the best that actually turned pro, but there was Chris Patterson was the best player that I ever played. He played at Hubbard, and he was phenomenal. When he went to Oklahoma, and some things didn't work out, but he was phenomenal. I remember we played together growing up in like Little League football too. But growing up, we get to the captain's meetings, and we put our hands out, and he tells my teammates, he goes, "Chris Patterson, All American middle linebacker." And I looked at their face and I said, "We about to get whooped. Like, we about to get whooped. Like I knew right then that thing was over with." So yeah, him, man. Hubbard has some really, really good teams going back to the Kelvin Hayden days. So
When I was coaching at Washington, we lost to Hubbard, and we had been undefeated at Washington, and we lost to Hubbard in the first round of the public league playoffs, and it was very, very I think was that Rocky Dunbar maybe who was back then. Anyway,
Rocky Harvey went to Dunbar.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
That's who I'm thinking
then
of.
In Illinois.
Yeah, and then he did his thing.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.